From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The World Health Organization has announced it is no longer categorizing transgender identity as a mental illness, which could pave the way for better health care for transgender patients. Costa Rica recently created a program to offer hormone replacement therapy for transgender people through its national universal health care system. Reporter Sarah Barrett has more on how that's going.
Costa Rica is a small country, about 4.8 million people, and since the program started in the fall, only about 30 people have signed up. Carlina Vandoquidos, a transgender woman, is one of them. She says in the past, it was too expensive to pay privately for an endocrinologist, at around $100 US just for an appointment, so she found other ways to get hormones.
Before, I used to self-medicate with birth control pills, but now I'm taking testosterone blockers. They've been helping me a lot.
Quiros not only gets hormone therapy, the program also covers doctor visits and psychological counseling. It doesn't offer gender transition surgery like a similar program in Uruguay, but it does provide more treatment options than richer countries like Canada and Germany. In Costa Rica, transgender people have to go through a process before they're approved for hormone treatment. First, there are physical exams to make sure they're healthy. Dr. Gloria Terwes works for the Department of Social Development. She helped write the government policy.
As a public institution, we have to make sure that the treatment will have more benefits than risks.
Right now, the program's only available to people 18 years or older. And once they're approved, the treatment is free. The government says the program might actually avoid future costs by keeping people out of the black market, where they can fall victim to dirty needles or bad treatments.
Low cost, high benefits, we're very confident.
Quiros says she's glad she's not taking birth control pills anymore. But she says the government process has felt stigmatizing at times, like when a doctor had to sign off on her eligibility.
You shouldn't have to have a psychiatrist decide whether you actually are or are not transgender.
Costa Rican officials expect as many as 600 people will seek treatment through the program. And they're considering eventually expanding the program to cover transition surgery as well. In Costa Rica, I'm Sarah Barrett for Marketplace.